Okay, this is the hour. Dr. Louis Turi with us. We'll take your phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Louis, before we take calls, tell me about this ability to let the universe run with your thoughts and get things to happen like you did with the little car. How do you get it out there?
Well, first of all, you need to raise your own magnetism. It is a process. First of all, you have to remember of yourself being like a battery, two arms, two legs, two feet, two sides of the brain, the positive, the negative. Think yourself as a battery. Each time you are negative, and God knows how difficult it is to be positive with everything you got to deal with life every day. But anytime you're negative, you unplug yourself. So that's the first thing you have to do. Make a full-time job to train yourself not to let anything bug you. And you know, between the battle between emotions and logic, emotion will always win. So it's important to take that as a training. Secondly, you need to remember to charge your battery, not only psychically, but also physically. So you want to do what I call the universal blood transfusion. Because if you don't feed your mind with evil, you have the first step done. Secondly, you need to fill up your magnetism physically. So get some cilantro, some parsley, some carrot, some beetroot, some parsnip, horseradish, celery. Mix it with the pineapple or honey and then drink it. My gosh, you're going to hate me when you drink all that. You are going to feel, especially if you do it like I do, when you get up in the morning with absolutely nothing in your tummy. You're going to have like a nuclear explosion inside of your body, because your body is going to have such a reaction. You're going to be going through the toughest, faster, strongest cleansing ever. So once you do that, you're going to be sick all day, of course. You're not going to feel very well.
Oh, that's nice.
But your body is actually eliminating tremendous amount of negative energy, of nutrient that your body don't need. So you're doing a supreme cleansing with the universal blood transfusion. So you do this on a physical level, and you make sure you're positive, and then you will recharge your battery. You could also walk barefoot, and you regenerate from your feet. We were born without shoes, okay? And we need to connect with Mother Earth. So you walk barefoot on the grass, on the dirt, by the water, because most of the time, all day long, you spend it on carpet, wood floor, tile, concrete, and your tires. So you are disconnecting with Mother Earth. So you've got three things to do. That will recharge your battery. Then you're ready to sit in your corner when nobody bothered you, and you start to focus. You focus on, you make a movie, and you try to stick that energy, and don't give yourself a specific time. Don't say, I want to win the lottery in 3 or 4 years.
Right,
I'm going to
right.
save money. So don't give no timing to your subconscious, because he does not know. It has no reference to time. It's pretty much like God. God will create an earthquake and kill innocent babies. God don't care. Does not rationalize. So you need to understand this power and use it at your advantage. Then you focus, and you do it like 2 or 3 times a day in a corner. And I guarantee you that sooner or later, you will get what you want. People do it subconsciously. It's like you, George. You always wanted to be on the radio, correct?
Yep, always in the media.
And there you are, okay? The same thing with me, with anything else that I wanted to do, or anybody for that matter. You just have to remember, what is the last thing I wanted to have that just pop out of the blue? Then if you succeed in discovering that and become conscious of it, then you know that you can do it. So be positive, refuse, and apply your will to let anything or anyone drag you down. Recharge your battery, and you're going to become that laser, supreme power. And as the future is the reincarnation of your thought, or like Einstein quote, your imagination is your preview of your life coming attraction. You will get it done.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going west of the Rockies. Lindsay in Sunland, California. Hi, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
And Dr. Torres, Got a question for you. Have you ever heard of Dr. Robert Fay, F-R-A-Y?
I heard of him, don't know him.
Okay,
sorry.
I've read his book. It's called The Awakening, and it's about consciousness trying to get rid of all the negative that you were taught as a child.
Mm-hmm.
You give up scientists, use scientific things because they've always been disproved. And that'll never happen, and it does happen. And time and space, because you're right, God, there is no time nor space with God.
No.
Right here, now, and is always here, now. I try to keep a positive attitude. It's very hard. You're correct. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV in over a year. Can't afford the cable? That's fine. I don't care. I don't miss anything. But, you know, somebody said, did you watch it? I went, no, I didn't. You know, doesn't bother me. Do you have a class? Do you have a book?
Yes, honey, I have.
He's got many books.
Many books, but the book that would really benefit you is called Beyond the Secret. And if you decide to buy this book, call Charania at the office and or go to the website and email us from there, and I will throw a 90-minute tape of hypnotherapy to recarve your subconscious to be more successful and be more happy in life, okay?
Yeah, Louis, tell us about hypnotherapy and how that works for people.
Well, you know, there is no time, space, and no distance. So if you want to stop smoking, for example, the idea is to carve your subconscious in the realization that you could stay 2 or 3 days without drinking or without eating, but you cannot stay 2 or 3 days without breathing. Okay, you need your lungs. So once you have the fear factors established and understood, then you can start through repetition to carve the subconscious with positive suggestions, reinforcing the reasons why you don't want to end up with cancer, you don't want to end up suffocating, and you want to be healthy. So my book, Beyond the Secrets, offer all sorts of information, and I'm adding to your audience, of course, a free 90-minute tape of hypnotherapy where I will work with them from distance.
Have you ever had a case or have heard of a case where someone is hypnotized and they can't come out of it?
Yes. I did a cruise line. I was hypnotizing a group, and I was asking every single people their date of birth to find out if the tail of the dragon was not located in the subconscious. And there was a few person that I was not comfortable with, and these people went to another hypnotherapist. And, of course, one of the lady stayed under much longer than what she should have done, and she felt victim of what you call the psychic abduction. I call it psychic abduction, but it's a psychic accident. There are people that are supposed to be, are not supposed to be touched psychically. There are people that are much too sensitive. So when the tail of the dragon is in the subconscious, it makes these people very, very vulnerable to such methodology.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Yvonne in Utica, New York, first-time caller. Welcome to the program. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello, Dr. Torrey.
Hello, Yvonne.
Yes, Dr. Torrey, I was wondering, what do you see about people moving, like, out of the East Coast, like, say, New York, where I'm from, and moving more towards the Midwest, like Illinois, Missouri area, for the positive energy out in that area?
Well, I would strongly suggest you to do what you call astrocartography, because anytime you relocate, you move a part of the sky with you, and those planets could be very, very detrimental, such as driving through a city and having an accident or even, you know, being killed. If you go and relocate under a Plutonic line or under a Mars line, those energies are going to affect your daily life. So before you move anywhere, do your astrocartography report so that you know what type of planet is awaiting you in any location of your choice.
Negativity hurts the body. No question about that. How long would it take you positively to study? Like what you did, it took several months. You fought your own cancer. How long does it take the body to react to things like that?
George, let me correct you. He took me 40 days.
40 days. Well, I was rounding it off to 60.
Yeah, 40 days after my surgery, that was a very short time, to run with my dog in the park and to cut the trees and to have a normal life, literally. Again, when I was in Thailand for that month, I didn't have access to my universal blood transfusion, as I said earlier. And I was alone. I didn't have my wife. I didn't have my family. I didn't have my dog. I was with total strangers a few thousand miles away in Asia by myself.
I mean, did you go to – were you stuck in Thailand when this happens?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Absolutely. There's nothing I could do than to tough it out. And trust me, when the doctor tells you you have cancer and you go back to your room and you're faced to accept your mortality, as I said, you know, in the previous show with you, George, I did accept death. I was mad because I wanted to have a good life with Tarania. I wanted to see my dogs growing. I wanted to enjoy my family. I already accepted life. You know, when you're being told you have cancer, it really, really
hits you.
Home.
Yep.
It hits home. But I'm a fighter. I said, hey, wait a minute here. I don't have to accept death. Once the shock is passed, I start to fight. And I was able to auto-hypnotize myself. God thanks I had this type of education to reject the negativity
yeah.
that was slowly eating me alive.
How many people, Louis, give up? They just give up.
Well, that's the last thing to do, giving up. But once you give up, then cancer eats you much faster. You got to be cautious. You know, you can't give up. It's against the law.
All right, let's go more to Cornelius, Alexandria, Louisiana. Hi, Cornelius.
Hey, George. Hey, Dr. Turi.
Hi, Cornelius.
And you know what, y'all talk about synchronicity and stuff, and God bless Tommy, too, your call screener. He's a great fella. You need to keep him on as long as you can, George.
Oh, did he tell you to say that, Courtney?
No, but anyway.
You know his contract's coming up. And
What I wanted to tell you, I'm glad you mentioned that about your cancer, Dr. Turi. My mom, she's dying of blood cancer, but I wanted to tell y'all and Coast to Coast listeners and stuff, because of y'all's prayers and stuff, she's actually gotten better. So I wanted to let y'all give y'all an update
good
on that.
Good for that.
And my question is, I'm a Christian. I believe in end times and stuff. And from a Christian point of view, I know you talk about the dragon and stuff. For us, that's, you know, the devil to us. So I don't know if you read Christianity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. But you know,
Go ahead, Doc.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you here, you can only react to what you have been taught, my friend, okay? And because something is accepted by the majority as reality does not necessarily mean it is. For your information, Jesus' ministry was to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens. This is why God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs. But this is not being taught in Sunday school. And if you go to my website, you will see the popes being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. My good friend Jordan Maxwell gave me those pictures. So there is so many things you do not know. But that is the purpose of the politically oriented church of the old days, to hijack your spirit and to insert fears, because fears poison the spirit and stop the spirit to expand. So if you don't ask, you will not receive. And if you don't receive, you can't own your salvation. God can only speak to you through the sign and through his creation. You are a child of the universe, you know it or not. You have the essence of every single living planet above your head. And that is something you need to expand into. And don't let fear or evil stop you moving forward. That's my message to you, my friend.
I'm glad you said that. And like I said, but I'm just saying from my perspective, and George knows me, and I believe in the end times and stuff like that. I don't per se believe in the rapture or escape or anything like that, but we're going to go through some tough times. But in the end, we'll win.
There you go. Now you got a good attitude. But you can accelerate the process by being positive and change your entire perspective. Ask for the light. You will get the light. Ask for darkness and fear in the end of time. You're going to get fears in the end of time and stress. That's how it works. It's something you need to raise your awareness to. And then it makes sense at the end when you are into the light.
Okay, time for another one or two more callers before the break. Then we'll come back with final calls. Josh in Austin, Texas. Hey, Josh, go ahead.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Dr. Turi, curious to know about a couple, twofold question. First, it's a little bit silly. Do you see anyone in the public eye, celebrity, whether political, actor, actress, musician, experiencing something really wonderful, as in something in a humanitarian effort or some strange demise? And second question is sort of, I guess it's back to the 80s in the United States, or really around the globe. Do you see, if you see America coming back into a boom that it experienced in the 80s?
First of all, you, as far as your first question is concerned, I already, in the Cosmic Code, wrote about many, many personalities born in June and December, and including celebrities that either have lost their life or made the national news. So if you become a Cosmic Coder, we can approach that in detail as far as celebrity are concerned, but you could be sure that will indeed happen. As far as your second question is concerned, I already approached that, and I have mentioned to George that since the 9/11, we had an omen. America and the world had an omen when the World Trade Center was knocked down on September 11, 2001. Now, the end will be when the new One World Trade Center in New York will be terminated, will be finished and operational, and that will be January 2013. That is when America will be born as a new baby, following the tragic experience we had with the destruction of the World Trade Center.
So it'll be a bumpy road along the way, though, Lewis, until that
date?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, nothing's going to be easy for the next couple of years or so. But as the January 2013, okay, things will start to improve, and America is already set by God's order to be the ultimate country in the world. And it's just, America is at 6 o'clock in the morning right now. I mean, let's say 8 o'clock in the morning. And it's just coming back to 12 o'clock noon when the sun will rise again on top of her. I have firm belief and firm faith that Americans are survivor, Americans are tough, Americans, and I consider myself as an American guy now after so many years in this country. I totally, from the archetypal realm of consciousness and the stars, I know America will come back to where it used to be.
I hope so, Louis. I hope so indeed. Dr. Turi, by the way, a couple books out, Beyond the Secret, The Power of the Dragon. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to take final phone calls with him. If you need to email me, george@coasttocoastam.com. Give me some time to look at them. We have lots. Many come in. 1,500 came in about 2 hours, about a day ago. That was almost a record in 2 hours. Anyways, we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, this is like Nostradamus week. On our next Coast to Coast program, John Hogue joins us. We'll talk about his predictions as well. Thursday, some real science for you as we talk to a plasma physicist about some things going on all around this universe. Ian Punnett joins us on Saturday. First Sunday of the month, I'll be doing it for you over the Labor Day weekend, including emerging artists, so make sure you're part of that program. And then Labor Day night, we'll have a live program for you as well. My Friday show, by the way, originates out of the cave in St. Louis. I'm going to see my new granddaughter, Charlie, her real name, Charlotte, and I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to be doing the show for you Friday night out of St. Louis from the cave, and I'll stay there for a couple weeks. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, Dr. Lewis Turi. Louis, some people undergo hypnotherapy. They try 2-3 times. It doesn't work for them. Why? Are they fighting it? Why can't they get hypnotized?
Well, they have people their UCI is much too strong. They have a fear of losing control. They are the people that sign off for conspiracy, usually people who have a fear of power, and these people are putting a block. However, there is a way to bypass that by building enough confidence and trust. But there are people like that, like you said, yes.
Yep, indeed. Okay, let's go to Laura in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the wild card line. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. I have a question. How does a person, when they have, death after death after death, like family death, and then tragedies over and over and over, how do you, get rid of some of that?
Well, you must, sorry to cut you off, honey, you must have quite a lot of Scorpio in your chart. What month were you born, by the way?
April.
April, yes, you're a Scorpio in your 8th house of death. If you count to 8 from April, you're going to end up in November. And that is the era of death, and Scorpio is a very dramatic sign. Chances are the tail of the dragon is affecting the 8th house of death, and it produces a series of happenings that are related to sales losses or death, an emotional, physical, or financial level. That's what you're experiencing. Meantime, you should be cleansed. When people undergo such a tragic, dramatic experiences, they tend to carry that energy with them. So maybe you should email the office, and I will send you a free Kabbalistic cleansing ritual so that you can remove this energy. It's based upon candlelight, incense, and specific procedure that will neutralize all the negative energy so that all the spirits of your departed ones becomes kind of a guardian angel instead of harassing you in your environment.
Okay, let's go to Melissa, Oceanside, California, first-time caller. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Doctor, I'm awash in multiple chaotic nodes. For the last 18 months, they've been the hardest I've ever lived through. I'm making friends wherever I go. I relocated. And since then, every single place I've tried to relocate, the housing is just, it just blows up with the craziest, weirdest thing. I'm a Pisces. I'm in an 8-year. I'm having tons of Uranus transits. I've gone through a shamanic cleansing, which helped, but I don't know what to do. What do you suggest?
Well, you have the tail of the dragon right now in your 4th house, which is the base of your operation, your home, and your real estate endeavors. Tail of the dragon can only produce a lot of stress. What I suggest you to do is to go to my website, drturi.com, and download the free Nostradamus Dragon Forecast to see where you're at. What I suggest you to do is also to do your astrocartography so that your relocation area is under protection, because you probably have some negative energy above your head. There are no accidents, and through my expertise, I can help you with relocations.
Terrific. So I go to your site and I can find it there.
You get it. It's free.
Go in. Thanks.
All right.
I like that word free, Louis.
Well, you know what? I'm offering 2 books to the audience. I do that every year, as you know me.
I know that. Yeah.
In the middle of the year, you know, it's my way of saying thank you to the people that trust me, and good karma. Karma is always there. You cannot escape karma. If you throw something up, man, it's going to come back right down. And you better have a helmet if you did something wrong.
Before we take final calls, would you review again the things you think will happen, that you see will happen in September of this year?
Okay, so this is where, again, I'm asking everybody to write down the dates. Not to forget, of course, that I'm going to have on my On the Cosmic Code website those dates and all the elaboration. The first date, the first keywords is death, drama, police news. That's September 2nd, September 18th, and September 30th. Then the other keywords are for large earthquake, explosion, shocking news, and hurricane, that's September the 9th, September 24th. And the keywords for the next full moon will be surrounding the Middle East. So anything to do with the Middle East, religion, oceans, oil, and terrorism, these two dates are to be noted. That is September the 12th and September the 26th.
Okay, very good. Next up, let's go to Tim in Racine, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, go ahead.
Hey, George, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hi, Dr. Torrey.
Hi, Tim.
With Comet, you know, the Comet, Elena, Richard Hogan was on last night.
Which might be breaking up. They're not sure anymore.
Yeah, do you see any resemblance with people's consciousness opening up with that comet, or do you see it as an extraterrestrial thing, or
It's an extraterrestrial thing. There is billions of bodies going on out there, and as I said earlier to George, extraterrestrial is part of the agenda to make sure their experiment, that would be human, are not being destroyed. So they're doing what they have to do to make sure they reduce its density, so when you get closer to Jupiter, magnetic gravitational forces, it will be attracted under that great body. Jupiter was set by the extraterrestrial in our solar system to attract debris and save humanity from this type of disaster. So don't worry about this planet. Is never going to make any impact on Earth. And as far as the spirit of humanity being upgraded, it's already taking place as we approach the year 2012. But I have to remind you that as I'm speaking to you, the tail of the dragon is still affecting the 12th house of the United States. And that produced dementia, that produce religious lunatic such as camping, crusading United States, promising the end of the world, that promotes all the, what I call the talking head who have no cosmic consciousness to promote the end of the world. And all this, sad enough, is stimulating the superconscious in time and space to produce serious disaster ahead of us. So I'm trying so hard every single day to make people aware, not to buy into it, to be positive and to help me to stimulate the positive energy, because, again, we are not doomed.
You know what? Gaddafi should have called you for a reading. Could have saved him all kinds of problems.
Well, you know, when I predict well before Osama bin Laden made international news in 1995, I was with Art Bell predicting a full restructure of the Middle East and a religious war. And I have this tape on my website where you can hear Art Bell screaming, "What? Dr. Torrey, a religious war?" He had no idea. That was in 1995.
Yeah, yeah, and look what happened. Let's go to Portland.
Right.
Matt, you're with us. Go ahead, Matt. Take it away.
Thanks, that Gaddafi line was good. And Cornelius is right. Your phone screener is a very, very good man.
He's a good guy.
I had a question for Dr. Torrey. He was talking about the UCI of people.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I believe mine would be rare because I was born under a solar eclipse.
Oh, that would be, yes, indeed. What month were you born?
1970.
What month?
March 7th.
March
7th, 1970.
Well, okay, well, then you're talking about Pisces. Einstein was a Pisces, Michelangelo, George Washington, Dr. Cherry. So you definitely are in a good hand here. Being a Pisces, you're going to make sure to swim upstream. Right now you have a restructure of your career and a relocation. Did you move yet or not?
No.
Well, it's underway. Just be prepared, okay? And your career also is going to experience a full restructure, as much as my career is moving in a very different direction, too. So, again, download those books from my website and get to know how Nostradamus would have read you around the 14th century.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Matt. Let's talk a little bit about Nostradamus for a moment, Lewis. Did people believe him at the time when he was writing all these quatrains? And he did that so he wouldn't be persecuted, right?
Well, he was writing quatrain because his UCI was very unique. He was born with Mercury, which is the planet to control Gemini, the messengers of the god. He was born with his planet in Pisces, which is a very nebulous, very artistic, psychic, spiritual sign that rules the subconscious. So he was only reflecting his UC eyes through his writing. He was also born with the head of the dragon in Pisces, like Edgar Casey and Madame Blavatsky. So he was able to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness and go in time and space in handling the superconscious. Plus, on top of that, he was born with the moon in Scorpio in his 12th house. And, of course, Scorpio is a very, very powerful sign, which is very private. And in the secrecy of his study, he also knew the power of the plant. So he was using the plant as drugs. Of course, that is not being known unless you have cosmic consciousness. And using drugs was propelling him into the future. But he could do that and not pay the price, because his dragon's head in Pisces protects him with the use of chemicals or drugs.
Okay, it's Ed's turn in Los Angeles on Coast to Coast. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. I had a synchronistic story to tell you that relates with, I can understand what the doctor's talking about with his story. And but in my case, I am not where I can read somebody's psychically. I have many things that have happened to me this way, and this is one of the most amazing ones that I have. About 30 years ago, I was living in Ohio. And I worked as a volunteer for an educational radio station, and we would get records for the youth to play teen bands and things like that. So there was a record album that came in, and I took it home to listen, picked a few songs out from that. They also included a poster of the band, and a friend of mine used to come over and listen with me, and he'd see the poster and say, "Oh, who do you like in that band?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. This is just a teen group. It's got nothing to do with who I like. I just, if the music's good, I'll use it." So he always said, "Well, pick somebody." I said, "Okay, that girl there, there's like five or six girls and guys in there." And I said, "That girl looks pretty cute." And I said, "But I think that other younger one, she's going to turn out pretty good one day." And but he just kept doing that to me, saying, "Hey, how's that band? Do you like that girl still?" And I said, "I don't even know," or whatever. Then I got the idea to move to California and try my luck in broadcasting there. And about a year into living here, at a hole-in-the-wall apartment, was connected to another bigger apartment with more wealthier people. And the manager of that apartment had said, we do have entertainers here. And I said, "Okay, well, I'll acknowledge them if I see them." Well, turns out one day I'm walking by, and one of the girl that guy asked me who I liked was living right there, right next to me.
Well, what you did there is stimulate your subconscious to connect with the superconscious in time and space that lay down the foundation for you to connect. Again, I have to emphasize, they are no accident. What you perceive as being an accident of circumstances, accidental circumstances, are not. There is something behind all this which is commanded by the superconscious. And that's why it's very, very important. If you put your heart into something, if you visualize it, and if you mean it from the bottom of your soul, and if you are magnetized enough, your thought, which is the future of your own self, will turn into that laser beam that will take you directly to where you want to be.
It's Paulette's turn now, Manhattan, New York. Good morning, Paulette.
Good morning, and it's so nice to be on your show.
Well, how about that?
I have to tell you, during the time of the hurricane, because I'm right in Manhattan, my friends and I did chanting for like maybe 2 or 3 hours straight. And I believe that we sent that hurricane from doing more damage. The other thing is that I believe this is also the way to combat the forces of evil with our minds. I feel I'm being allowed to tell you this because I don't discuss this very much. And you may also be instrumental in saving my life, because I have been very sick myself and I need to take my power back. In fact, we all need to take our power back. Because you understand exactly.
Give her a little boost, Lewis.
Well, basically, honey, you are just confirming, especially as a female, you're naturally tuned to a higher level and being very intuitive. Indeed, your chanting did something, but you want to thank the new moon being so close. When the moon is so close, it has literally neutralized the worst effect of that hurricane. But nevertheless, they can do some serious damage. So be positive, regain your powers, don't let anything get to you, don't feed evil, and then chances are you can accomplish anything you want. Simple as that. Works for me.
Not easy not to feed evil, though, Lewis. You know, I'm going to do a show on road rage, at least an hour on it in the future, on just why normal people lose it when they're driving. Why is that?
Well, if the person is born first with the moon in Aries, for example, or in Gemini, the moon regulates the emotional response in human being. So if you have a moon in Scorpio, in Aries, or in Gemini, you're going to flare out of order in a matter of a second. Now, if you have the moon in Taurus, or Cancer, or in Capricorn, well, you're going to be a very different human being. But the only problem is that traditional psychology is not digging into astral psychology and test my claims. I can guarantee you that if you take 10 human beings are so complex and so very unique, that when you mention the word UCI to a traditionally educated psychologist, is looking at you, what the hell is that? Not knowing that it stands for unique celestial identity. And that's why people flare up, because their moon is in a fiery or airy sign.
If you could fix one thing about the human psyche, what would that be?
You can't fix one thing. It's like asking me to fix one wheel of a car. It's a unit. We are working in harmony with the universe. What I would fix is the brain. Make people aware that the brain is nothing else than the computer, which is reacting to an outside stimuli produced by the stars.
Louis, wish your wife a good one for us, and you take care. Keep in touch, okay?
You bet. Bye-bye.
Dr. Louis Turi. His website's linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Don't forget, he's got a couple free ebooks for you, too, when you go to his website. For Nathan Staton, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.